Great. So maybe the logical question to come after that introduction would be, since the Quran admits to the miraculous birth of Jesus and the virgin birth, wouldn't you say that that is unique? Or what would be your answer to somebody who comes and say, well, this must be something unique about him, or why didn't it happen to somebody else? If it happened only to Jesus, then there must be something very special about him.
It sure is unique. No question. It is unique. Mm-hmm. And every prophet's miracle is also unique. See, all the miracles given to the prophets are similar, but not identical. And in that sense, each and every miracle in itself is unique. Okay? Let me just explain a little bit on this. In various stories that you find in the Quran, I'm sure there are some similarities also with what exists in the Bible, there were miracles given to Prophet Abraham when people put him in the fire, and he came out alive without any hurt. Well, that's unique. It didn't happen to any other prophet. But it doesn't make him divine, for example, because it's different. The miracle of Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, which I said before, that this is a perpetual miracle in our hands, and this is a whole topic we can discuss later on. It is unique. And that, again, does not make Prophet Muhammad divine or supernatural. The birth of Christ, peace be upon him, is also unique in that sense. The point to remember here is that, as I said, the miracles of various prophets are similar but not unique, because each prophet was given a miracle which is more suited to the kind of circumstances when he was sent. To clarify, in the days of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, the pharaohs were very skillful in magic work. So when Moses came, as the Quran narrates, God ordered him to throw his cane, and it became a huge snake that swallowed all these trivial magic deeds that the magicians did, and that's why they immediately saw this as a sign from God that this person cannot be a magician, he's really a prophet.
Right.
So that was suited to the circumstances of his time. As I indicated on the case of Prophet Muhammad being the last prophet, his miracle was not a mere metaphysical miracle that took place in the sight of some people. Others cannot have attest to it, but rather it was a miracle that we still have in our hands. By the same token, at the time of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as historians would agree, that people forgot the spirit of the law. People were too much bent on ritualism and formalism. Mm-hmm. And it was actually also there were some argument that people there at that time denied the existence of the world of spirit. Mm-hmm. Some used to say that the spirit or the soul of anything is in its blood. Some were very much influenced by the Greek philosophy of the cause-effect or causative relationship.
Right.
And they concluded that God is the first cause. It was needed at this time that God would show them that he is above what human philosophers interpret as cause-effect relationship.
Right.
God is beyond even this limited human method of understanding.
Myopic view.
Myopic view. Not only this, given the circumstances of the people at the time of the mission of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, they needed to be reminded of the spirit of the law and the word of the spirit, which was very suitable to have this type of miraculous birth to remind them that the spiritual world does exist. It has this crucial importance, the emphasis on charity and love. I would like to conclude this simply by indicating also that when you talk about miracles given to the prophets, we're not talking about something that's self-generated, but rather something that is a gift, a divine gift given to the prophet to support him in his ministry. A prophet or messenger, whether he is Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, or Abraham, peace be upon them, is not basically a miracle worker. It is a medium through whom God manifests his power and signs to mankind.